I was born bold. Melbourne Airport Parking. We're here to get you there. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great of you to join us this morning. Fun Friday it is. We've got an hour to go till we hand over to Kano, I would imagine. Kane Corns. We've had a bit of fun today, Wispy. We're going to have more. We're going to have to make our own fun and entertainment without sport at this particular time, of course. This is another one for Whippy Watson. Meanwhile, little Whippy Watson is at home teaching his mum how to make risotto, and his mum says, "That's not risotto, Whippy. That's wet fried rice." if you don't know what that means, Wisp reckons he's the greatest risotto maker of all time. He makes it in about 12 minutes. We're going to talk some recipes and cooking in this hour as well. Jason Richardson will join us to review his performance on The Adventures of Whippy Watson. But before we do all that, young lady you took, just we were very enamoured with when she came into our studio, Wispy. She's an Opal. She's a basketball star. Her name's Kayla George, and her and her husband and the dogs, I'm told, and this week driven from Melbourne to North Queensland before the border closure. We needed to touch base with Kayla to find out how that went, and she joins us on the line. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning, lads. How are we?
We're going nicely. It's a strange times, and you and your husband and your dogs have had a very interesting week, I would imagine.
Yeah, we left Melbourne Tuesday lunchtime. We packed up the old Hilux, and we headed back on up. My husband had just driven down to come live with me in Melbourne to prep for the Olympics. And so we were there for 3 weeks together, and then we've had to turn around and come back before the border shut on Wednesday at midnight.
That's a long trip, Kayla, in the car together. How did things go along the way? A bit of I Spy, or what sort of games did you play in the car just to keep yourselves occupied?
Yeah, a bit of I Spy. No, we actually enjoyed a lot of singing. We tried to sing a bit together to stay awake, especially late at night. But we actually enjoyed the trip. You know, it was quite isolated. We were off the grid for a fair chunk of it. We went up the guts of Queensland. So we're in central Queensland for a lot. So keeping an eye out for the roadkill, the cows, the kangaroos and all that kind of thing was a bit tricky at night. But we were pretty fortunate to not have to run into any of that. But we drove past a few rodeo arenas, which is really cool. It was actually a really good experience. And we stopped off at Dubbo on the first night and then Emerald the night before, and then last night making it home here to camp. So it was actually, you know, 12 hours on a 10-hour day. So, wow. I mean, that's pretty huge, but it's a really big and beautiful country. So to go straight up the guts of central Queensland was a really cool experience.
That is a long, long drive, Kayla. And the dogs, what sort of dogs were you travelling with?
We've got two huskies, Siberians.
Huskies are perfect for North Queensland.
Yeah, actually, I've heard that their coat just insulates them, so, you know, it regulates the temperature when it's cold and when it's hot, so they're probably a bit cooler than other dogs out there is what I've heard. So that's what I'm going with.
Oh, you'll need an ice vest for both those dogs.
Yeah, we've got tiles all through our house, typical North Queensland, so they just lounge around on the tiles. They're very spoilt. I'm sure, like, Pumpkin the cat is quite spoilt.
It's pretty Pumpkin, yeah, you're spoilt. Hey, a lot of people would be sort of taking longer trips on the road. What did you have some – what snacks did you go with? I'm always interested in snacks.
Oh, yes.
How'd you go there?
Okay, so when we left Melbourne, we had some peanut butter pretzels from the pick and mix section at Coles and some popcorn from the pick and mix section at Coles, which is covered in caramel and chocolate. They were a hot favourite. And then when we got into the country towns, those places didn't have a Coles, or they didn't have a Coles or the pick and mix section. So we got pizza shapes, barbecue shapes, and some peckish crackers. My husband got some Mars bars and I got some Malteser buttons. So that was kind of our snack trip.
That is nice and healthy, which I really enjoy, Kayla.
No, well, I also, you didn't let me finish. I also had bananas, plums and apples. So that was a nice treat as well. But when we stopped, like, we had half my food from my kitchen in Melbourne in the back, but, like, I had, like, wraps and stuff for, like, lunch. So we didn't eat, like, bad the whole way. But it's hard. You're in the middle of nowhere. You got to eat what you got around you.
Hey,
like,
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you.
What about a little bit of roadkill along the way as well, Kayla?
Yeah, fortunately, we didn't hit any roadkill. We almost hit a cow the night before last because there was, like, a herd of cows on the road right before Emerald. So that was a little scary, but thankfully the old high beam showed us them a bit beforehand. But there was so much of it in central Queensland, it was crazy. But we didn't hit any, which was obviously great for us in the car. But yeah, there's a lot out there. It's a lot going on.
We're talking to Australian basketballer Kayla George. And the last time we spoke to you in the studio, you're actually still preparing for the Olympics. Now we know that they've been postponed. How do you feel about all that?
Yeah, I'm just feeling really, I'm always glass half full with everything. And the thought of not having an Olympics at all was quite overwhelming. So the fact that it's been postponed next year is obviously the best scenario possible. Because, I mean, you want to be in an Olympics, you want to be playing in one, you don't want it to be cancelled completely. So I'm just, you know, like everyone else, regrouping, just this is such a strange time, as you can agree. So the fact that we've just got a little bit more time to prepare, it's a bit easier to get my head around than having it cancelled altogether.
And will you be doing some training, Kayla, while you're up there?
Yeah, I've got our home workout gym. I'm going to set that all up today. We've got some bands and we've got some kettlebells and things like that. And I've got a really steep driveway, so, you know, I'll pop the weight vest on and do a couple of sprints up the hill. So, I mean, we'll figure it out. The Opal's strength and conditioning coach, Jan Legg, she sent me through, you know, some stuff to do to stay fit. So, I mean, you've got to do what you've got to do. You've got to stay motivated. And, I mean, you just have to go online. Everyone's doing something to stay motivated. So, it's good time.
Might have to do a couple of extra after those Maltesers and Mars Pass.
Oh, mate, calm down, all right? My husband and I shared it, like, when you just calm down. Before I left on Tuesday, I did a big leg session on Monday, so, like, everyone calm down, okay? Like, I'll just juice all weekend. I'll take a leaf out of your book and juice all weekend.
Have you got a backboard set up there too, so you can sort of keep in tune with that and keep your touch around the court?
I don't, but after a little while of self-isolating, I might have to just, you know, go find a court at 5 a.m. when no one's around, a little outdoor court, and just get up some shots. I'm really missing the game, to be honest. I haven't played it in over a month, so, you know, an actual game. But I did some training on Monday before one of the courts down in Melbourne closed. But, yeah, it's really bizarre. But hopefully there's an outdoor court that I can go train at in the coming weeks. But we'll see how this all plays out.
And Kayla, while you're up there, I mean, are you into fishing or crabbing or other stuff you do up in far north Queensland?
I'm not at all. But my husband's a Torres Strait Islander, so he, you know, culturally deep sea dives for fish and crayfish and all that kind of thing. So he's all about that life. But there's no way. I don't get in the water at all up here. I'm more of a sunbaker. But, you know, I don't. There's crocs in the water up here too. And I mean, I'm not a shark person either. So, you know, but the crocs are pretty scary as well. When we take the dogs to the beach, you've always got to look at the water, the surface for their eyes popping up. So we just got to be real careful up here. It's a bit of a different thing up here.
I'm not sure how those huskies are going to go up there, Kayla, to be quite They just don't sound like they're North Queensland dogs to me.
We just hope they make it back, Melbourne. Kayla.
Yeah. No, they're super fluffy, but some of their hair will go now because it's a bit warmer here, obviously. So they'll be fine. They're living their best life indoors in the aircon. They're absolutely spoiled for the day. They're fine.
It's great to talk to you. Just one more thing. When we did speak in the studio, we love the fact that you know, you're a great mentor to young women, young females, of course. I guess this does allow you some more time, and so from a social media point of view, you can continue to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually got my second online program starting on Monday the 29th. So this gives me a bit more opportunity to just prepare and, just show a lot of the stuff that I'm doing online, which I think a lot of people are doing now, which is great. But, yeah, my program in particular starts on Monday for girls of any age, really. I've kind of broadened it to whoever just wants to have a watch. And, I'll just be showing my home workouts, basketball-related and fitness-related, and then, like, how I fuel my body and things like that. So, and also just talk to the girls, like, mentor them, what questions I've got, you know, what they're dealing with in life. And this situation in itself, I would talk to them about how I'm dealing with it, things like that. So just, you know, trying to help motivate and mentor these young girls on and off the court, I guess. So, yeah, that starts Monday, KaylaGeorge.com, self-plug.
That's it, KaylaGeorge.com.au. Wispy?
Yeah.
And just quickly before we let you go, Kayla, is there any chance that you might take a photo of your two dogs? What are their names, by the way?
I've got Coco and Caesar up here. I can take a photo. That's too easy. I've got hundreds of them on my phone.
Magnificent. What we'll do is we'll put it up on our website so people can actually see the dogs that you're talking about. Thank you very much.
Yeah, perfect.
And you look after yourself.
You guys too. Stay safe, stay healthy.
Yeah, indeed. Stay in. We love talking to you, and we'll stay in touch. Kayla George, got a lot of love out there from our listeners. She's a crack up, straight up the guts, and then she mated me a couple of times. This, which sends a resonated with our audience. It's great to talk to Kayla. We'll take a break. We're going to be talking some recipes, some cooking, some Whippy Watson, whatever you want to talk about. We might throw the lines open. 1-300-736-736. And Tim got a letter from a listener, a viewer of Talking Footy, that we are going to read out just to give you some sort of an insight into the scrutiny, the fierce scrutiny that we are under in this business. We'll be back after this.